that's not going to be the case. So how would you move cars over?
I believe, I haven't looked at the details of the design. That would be part of what we would be incorporating, is the ability for the emergency response vehicles to use that space still, that you may have gone deeper into.
Yeah, Commissioners, good evening. Don Ross, Deputy Chief, Portland Fire and Rescue. I'll just preface, before I talk about NATO, I'll just say that I was brought in as a technical advisory committee member of the initiative, and I will say that Portland Fire and Rescue had every opportunity to look at every design, all the 18 bundled items that they presented to us. They overlaid the concepts over our major emergency routes, our secondary emergency routes. I had a chance to look at hard copies of them, so I did review them. With regards to NATO, I personally looked at that one. The issue, better NATO worked because we don't need to respond northbound. It's southbound is the route that that is imperative, because Station 1 pulls out of there and they head south, and they access the Morrison Bridge. They access all the major routes that get into the upper, the west side. So they use that route just to come home, basically, back to the fire station. We have a rear entrance on First behind the station, so we don't have to back into the station. It didn't affect us that much. They can use this Burnside Bridge to access to get across the river to the east side, so where they don't need to use the steel. The steel is not a good option for Station 1 anymore because it's been converted to one lane, if you notice, eastbound. So there really was an impact. I personally talked to the members of Station 1. It just wasn't a negative impact on us. And then I've seen the designs that they have for making better NATO, or it would be the concept where it'd be permanent. And I don't see an impact with that. And some of the designs they did propose, and Gabe did, moving them into the park, correct, on some of them, which you're not for, obviously. But with that, I didn't see a negative impact on NATO at all in the emergency response routes.
So if there's a health incident or something incident in Waterfront Park, that you'd have to go on the other side, you'd be coming from Fire Station 1,
right,
going down, you wouldn't then be able to get across and into the park, would you?
We still have the access at the what's the park? Where they could still head south for a couple blocks and then turn at Main. Okay, so we would have access into the area for right there. But really, we can't drive to a lot of aspects into the park because of the grass. They're very heavy rigs. I mean, basically, we do have to go on foot for the medical events that occur on there, the cyclists that, you know, have accidents.
If there was a fire, you would park across the street and run the hose.
Yeah, and there's just not a lot of structures in the park itself.
Well, I was just thinking during the festivals, the grease fire gets yourself.
During the large festivals, I review the medical plans. We usually have dedicated services. There's, you know, I require first aid tents, a communication plan, a medical plan. For the larger events, require a medical standby of an ALS ambulance from a private ambulance company. They usually stage those on Main and NATO.
Thank you. That's very
helpful.
Yeah. And thank you for staying throughout this hearing. That's very helpful. Thank you.
I'm glad I did stay. I had a feeling I might get a subject matter question. They just happened to be at the very end. So.
Well, okay. Very dedicated. Yeah. Thank you.
Anything else?
That's all my questions.
Any other questions?
Well, I do have a courtesy to ask. I think Alan Kessler was out of the room when his name was called. If he could possibly be allowed to give... You only have 2 minutes.
Sure.
Is that acceptable?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
And full disclosure, Clint, Tony, and Alan are all in the transportation class with me, and I think, you know, just all came to cheer me on today. So, thanks, guys. Can't wait to hear your presentations tonight.
Thank you so much for that courtesy.
Class tonight?
Class tonight.
Oh, my God.
It's a 13-hour day.
Okay, go ahead. Give us your name, Alan.
My name's Alan Kessler. I'm with the Portland Bustling Project. I want to thank you so much for your words at the intro to this. It was fantastic. And you said most of what I would wanted to, so I'll keep it short. My biggest concern is that we're spending a bunch of money, and we need to make sure that that money is spent in line with our goals, with Vision Zero and the modal hierarchy. When I was lobbying before for changes to Main during the last project, the paving project, there's a lot of talk about needs to do public outreach and traffic modeling. Traffic modeling is at the bottom of the pyramid, and buses are up top. So I don't think we should be spending our time and our money on figuring out how cars are going to get around the block. Let's just do it. Let's do them as pilot projects. Let's do them quick. Let's see what happens. That's in line with our goals anyway. We know that induced demand is a thing that exists, and it's not well represented in the models. Let's do it fast. Let's try to get it within a year to 5 years. Let's try to get all of the projects in. Let's try to get it funded. And let's fix the city before the oceans boil. Thanks.
Thank you. I
appreciate the discussion we just had about the Central East Side, but I guess I was also concerned about the issues raised around Northeast 7th and Broadway and about Broadway itself. And I don't need any explanations at this point, but I just want to make sure those issues are addressed too, because those are small businesses and Absolutely. We need to make sure that they prosper. Okay, so we will, we have one amendment, and that's to, I guess your amendment is to 1183. So we'll.
Yes.
There's no further discussion. Call the roll on Commissioner Fritz's amendment.
Just to, I'm writing it out for you, but it's to insert after the first and be it further resolved that project design must ensure freight access and convenient loading zones for businesses in the Central East Side Industrial District. Now, give that to Carla. Thank you.
Okay, please call the roll.
You Daly?
Well, I want to thank everyone who came here today to testify, and especially those of you, including my colleagues, who've stuck it out to the bitter end. I feel like we should have cookies and juice for you in my office. Sadly, we don't. I think they're all gone, and I don't have my badge. So,
I'll let you.
I may need some help getting back into my office. I want to especially thank a few people. I want to thank Serenity for coming today and bringing her trike and giving us a really visual reminder of challenges that people face who have mobility issues. I have a son in a wheelchair, and lots of people that have no experience navigating the city with mobility challenges like to give me lots of advice and opinions about the decisions I've made about for my family, about my transportation. What they don't seem to understand is, yes, I can put my son in a bicycle cart and haul him around. He weighs 100 pounds. I've got nowhere to put him at the other end of our trip if I don't have his wheelchair. Serenity, I don't think, can take her trike onto public transportation. So if she's choosing the trike, she's not on the bus. If she's taking the bus or using a walker, she doesn't have her trike. So as you know, accessibility and inclusion are major issues for me, and I know that we are going to make significant improvements in that realm. I'm thankful for that. I want to thank Jessica Engelman for this handy cheat sheet she made for us. I've only been here 2 years. This is so helpful. I will be reading back through it, and it's just a reminder of how vital it is that community holds us accountable for promises that we've made, because, you know, people, this is item 1,183 that we've heard this year. It is almost inevitable that as we move along and commissioners change and staff changes, that things can fall through the cracks, and we need help. I want to thank PBOT staff, although they continue to ignore my requests for feasibility studies on water slides, pneumatic tubes, and jet packs. I still love you guys. You're a great team to work with. People who testified, you couldn't see, but staff was sitting behind you, often nodding their heads and taking copious notes. As we've said repeatedly, this is not carved in stone. We're picking 18 projects, and the next step is more engagement, more input before we design and build them. I want to thank former Commissioner Steve Novick for starting this process. I want to thank Commissioner Saltzman for his leadership of the Bureau. And I want to thank bicycle and pedestrian activists. I've been cycling in Portland for over 30 years, and although I bike less than I did in the past. I know that it's easier and it's safer, although we do have a lot of work to do. I think about this quote from Dan Formosa a lot. He's an industrial designer, and I'm paraphrasing here. It's, when we understand and address the needs of the extremes, the middle will take care of itself. We've done, for too long, we've only been addressing one end of the spectrum, which are car drivers, while neglecting the other end until relatively recently. So if it seems like we're devoting a lot of time and resources and money to bicycle and pedestrian infrastructure, we are, and it's completely warranted and very necessary. It's only been about 100 years since streets began to be thought of as strictly conduits for cars, but for millennia before the combustible engine, streets have served a multitude of purposes and a variety of users and modes of transportation, well, mostly horses, carts, and people on foot, but we all own the streets. Critical Mass had a slogan, "We are the traffic." When once a month a mass of people would gather on bicycles and take over the streets and were pretty vigorously and sometimes violently opposed. I have a motto for people who are single occupant vehicle drivers, frustrated and stuck in traffic, which every once in a while I am one of them, although I almost am never driving alone. You are the congestion. And it's imperative for climate change, public health and safety, equity, and our collective quality of life that we deeply invest in pedestrian and bicycle infrastructure and greatly improve public transit. We can't please all the people all the time, but we can do the most good for the most people. We need better education on how to share the road for all users. I'm switching gear because this is what I do. I just jot down random notes on Post-it notes and try to put them in some kind of coherent order. We can improve our efforts on the local level, and I'm specifically thinking educating drivers and cyclists on how to share the road. But it's really a state issue as well, and we need that Oregon driver manual to reflect changes on our streets that have happened over the last 30 years. It's clear we have more work to do on the Central East Side and on 7th Avenue, and I just want, if anyone's left in the room who gave testimony on that, I am very committed to working those issues out. I was a small business owner for 22 years, and we don't want to put people out of business or chase them out of the city. We just want to make it safer for everyone and reach our climate change goals. So I've heard other very legitimate constructive criticisms today, parking, for instance, and I'm also committing to do kind of additional outreach and input on that. But please, everyone, know that change is coming. You're going to see more construction on the streets next year than we've ever seen, perhaps, in the history of our city, and I'm sure our phones will be ringing. And that change is coming for better, for worse, but we're really determined to get out ahead of it as far as the population growth and climate change, make up for lost time. I'm going to put one pitch out here before my vote. Does anybody know what a Dutch reach is? Okay. And so I want to suggest that we start promoting Dutch reach, which is simply when you are parking on the street, especially if there is an adjacent bike lane, you open the door with your opposite hand, which necessitates a turn of your head, a check in your mirror to make sure there's not a cyclist coming up that you're going to door. It's a really dangerous situation on the streets out there. Dutch reach could also suggest we aspire to be more like them overall with our bicycle infrastructure. I'll leave it at that. Thank you, everybody. This was great. A heated topic.
That was your statement on the amendment.
And, yeah.
Do you have a statement on the resolution, too? Oh, okay.
I just don't want you to leave.
Has she been sitting here smirking the whole time?
No, I've been trying to think to myself, how can I make this gracious when I just say I?
Well, you know, it doesn't matter. I wanted to catch as many of you who are still left as possible.
Okay.
I vote aye on the amendment, and I'll have very little to say on the next two.
Fritz. Commissioner, I love your enthusiasm, especially for transportation. It's absolutely delightful, and I appreciate you accepting my amendment. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye. So now on the main main resolution, 1183.
You daily?
Start all over. It was great again.
Back to the town.
To be honest, you did throw me off on my final closing sentence, but I lost it, and I need to have dinner before class, so I will just happily vote aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for this presentation. Thank you to Art Pierce and Gabe Graff, especially for the briefing you gave me, all the explanations, the continued discussions, and for agreeing to my amendment, which I know you will take to heart. I need to state for the record that I am a property owner. I co-own a condo in 8th and Flanders, which is affected by Project 16, where we're proposing to close Flanders between Park and 8th. And my son, who's a cyclist, my daughter-in-law, who's an avid pedestrian, are both very supportive. And I've just put that on the record so that the rest of the condo owners can't say that I slid it under the... So there it is. This is really important. I'm a huge pedestrian and transit advocate, and because my son's a cyclist, and because of the many benefits for those who are, I'm also an avid cycling advocate, even though I will never be on a bike, regardless of what the improvements are, because I just like walking much more. I like to be able to look around and talk to people, etc. Thank you to Commissioner Saltzman, who was commissioner for a lot of the time that this work was being done. These things, as was mentioned, don't come just overnight, and this one has been in the progress for a really long time, as was evidenced by Bernie Bottomley from TriMet, thanking Leah Treat, former director, and Commissioner Novick, and now Commissioner Udaly, thank you for bringing it in for the landing, with, as I say, delightful enthusiasm. And
Delight is my middle name. For real.
I remember that.
Sorry.
Yeah. But I didn't mean to imply that, because it's been a closely guarded secret until this point, just in case. So obviously we've been in council for a very long time. So
too long.
Too long. I'll shut up.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank Commissioner Udaly and the Bureau of Transportation and all the stakeholders that are here today. This is something that needs to happen, but I guess I also want to just express a couple cautionary notes. We talk a lot about, and we hear the horror stories from cyclists all the time about the right-hand hooks and everything else, and I think we have to realize that motorists increasingly driving from Gresham. I was awed that we had a young woman here who bicycles to Gresham every day and back. But with housing prices being what they are, we have more and more people, ordinary people, who work in places like the Central East Side Industrial District. Mm-hmm. They usually have to be at work at an incredibly early hour. You know, 8 o'clock's late in the Central East Side. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of them get to work at 6, 7. That when people are worried about finding a parking space, they're worried about the congestion in, that's when they, and when they're talking on their phones and texting on top of that, that's when these things happen. And so there's almost a blind spot to this discussion, and I know it's an intentional blind spot that PBOT doesn't like to talk about, and that is we need to rigorously enforce our traffic laws. Mm-hmm. And so I know that it's a blind spot in part because it's another bureau's responsibility. It's also a blind spot in part because it rubs people wrong way on discussions about racial profiling. And I think we sort of need to get over that and realize that for these strategies to be successful, you need to have good enforcement of traffic laws, bicycle laws, pedestrian, jaywalking, everything. It needs to be enforced. Otherwise, we're going to continue to have these tragedies despite what we do. I mean, I like protected bike lanes a lot. I mean, I think that's a real important measure to get people like me and all the people we heard testify today whose spouses won't ride because they're too afraid. Well, that's me too. I won't ride because I'm too afraid. And there's a lot of people like that. And we need to, you know, if we're going to be successful in getting our commute rates up in the bicycle category, we need to overcome that. And particularly with women, as I've heard us told many times before. And that's not going to come without, it's not going to come just by engineering and design. It's got to have enforcement. And we can't be afraid to not talk about enforcement of our traffic laws because, you know, we are on our another record pace for pedestrian deaths this year. We're, you know, distracted driving is as bad as it's ever been, just my casual observations. Nobody pays attention to the laws around distracted driving. So unless we do that, these strategies will all look good, but they're not going to produce the numbers that we're all hoping they're going to produce. So I just hope we will get serious about that as well. Again, good work, everybody. Aye. So resolution 1183 passes, and now 1184.
You, Daly.
Well, good thing there's one more item because I forgot some thank yous. I want to thank Congressman Blumenauer for kind of setting us on this path of bicycle and pedestrian advocacy. I think the quote was, he wanted Portland to be the best European city in the United States.
Wait, that was Charlie Hills.
Oh,
that was Charlie Hills, yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay, I didn't mean to.
You got two people.
Okay. Well, Congressman Blumenauer did speak to our class a couple weeks ago, and he used that quote. So bad news, we're not quite there yet. I also want to thank Mayor Adams for his advocacy around bicycling and bicycling infrastructure. And finally, I want to thank the two Terrys, Terry Parker and Terry Dubunsky-Milton, who couldn't be more diametrically opposed, but are almost always guaranteed to weigh in on these issues. And I appreciate you, and I vote aye.
Fritz?
Like Commissioner Daly, I'm glad to have another vote. I really thank Misan Kwan on my staff who did a lot of the analysis for me, and I appreciate that very much. This is the vote on the parking supply. I appreciate you working with the Central East Side Industrial District in particular on the parking strategies. And I do encourage us all to remember that transit doesn't run very much at night. So if you're a swing shift worker, you are going to need to park, and that means you're probably going to need to park around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which needs to be taken into account. Because when I worked at OHSU, I worked swing shift, I got out at midnight. It would have taken me 2 hours to get home on transit. And that included a mile walk at the end because the bus stops running at 10. So it's really important to remember that, especially for low-income workers, parking can be the difference between being able to, as was mentioned, pick up your child from daycare and various other needs of life or even get to your second job. So we don't want too much parking, but we do need to have enough parking, especially for those who really need it. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye. The resolution is adopted, and that is our last order of business. Our next meeting will be Wednesday, November 28th at 9:30 in the morning. So did I get that right?
First.
November 28th?
No, we're meeting next Wednesday, the 21st.
Yeah, we're here.
21st.
Oh, we are? Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I was going to wish Portlanders a happy Thanksgiving, but I guess I can wait till next week to do that.
Okay.
Okay, I didn't realize. Okay, we are adjourned till Wednesday, November 21st.